Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ravens season is over, but the playoffs start on Saturday, Super Wild Card Weekend, 2 games Saturday, 3 Sunday, 1 Monday. And let's talk to our friend Brian Baldinger. He's an Odyssey NFL insider, host of the Best Football Show podcast, Insider Calls, brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. And Baldy, thank you as always for joining us. So let's start with the Ravens. And obviously they lose to Pittsburgh in an ugly game, ugly finish Sunday night. And now John Harbaugh is jobless for the time being. Just your thoughts on everything that's happened in Ravens world in the last 72 hours.
I was as surprised as anybody. I don't think it came down to one kick.
Yeah,
I think, you know, it was a series of events. I mean, they did not play well at home this year. Awful losses on Thanksgiving to Cincinnati. Awful loss to Pittsburgh. Awful loss to the Patriots. Those are this year. But there were bad losses. You know, the AFC Championship game 2 years ago, I know, stuck in a craw of the owner for quite a while, losing to Kansas City when they were the number one seed. They had the MVP of the league. They had the number one defense in the league that year, and they could not defeat the Chiefs to get to the Super Bowl. So I think it was a thing. And then, you know, just to see the success that a Mike McDonald's having in Seattle, and the fact that he was in the nest for quite a while, serving his apprenticeship, I think was – a little bit of all those things. And, you know, maybe after 18 years, maybe, you know, Mr. Bisciotti thought it was just time to make a change.
Baldy, we've brought up Andy Reid in recent weeks where, hey, it benefited the Eagles. It benefited him moving on from Philadelphia. Could this be a similar situation? Maybe this is best for the Ravens and also best for John Harbaugh?
It could be, yeah. I mean, I don't think, you know, Andy Reid, I remember when he was, you know, released after, I don't know, 12 or 13 years and all the success that he had. I mean, he was quite a bit younger than John at that time. But regardless, you know, Kansas City sent a jet to pick him up 5 days later and he was their coach. Yeah. And they never looked back. He's the best coach they've ever had. I don't know that John could have that kind of success.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody could predict that. But I think John could still have great success. He knows how to run an organization. He knows how to put a team together. I think he knows how to put a staff together. And so, you know, I think he's going to get gobbled up here pretty quick. And I think he'll have some success wherever he goes.
I want Spags, Baldy. What do you think of that?
I'd love it. Honestly, you know, Jason, I'm not in my office right now, but when Steve was out for a year, before he went to Kansas City, he spent every Monday at NFL Films. And it was interesting. He would be in my office quite a bit, in Greg Cosell's office. But he spent money there. He mostly spent time watching the college game because he knew that was where the NFL game was going and where it was headed. And he wanted to kind of get ahead of it. But I think Spags knows how to game plan. He knows how to do all the things you need to do. And he does it maybe with a different personality than what John has, which might wear thin after a while. But I think, you know, if you look at his track record, I mean, he didn't get much of a chance in St. Louis.
No.
I think he deserves a second chance.
We're talking with Brian Baldinger. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Baldy, is there anybody else that you can think of, putting you on the spot a little bit, that you think makes sense as the Ravens next?
Obviously, a lot of people connecting Jesse Minter dots for obvious reasons.
Yeah. I mean, look, You know, Jesse was in that building quite a bit, like Mike McDonald was in that building.
Yep.
And, you know, you get familiar with the management style and what the owner expects and how things operate. And there's a certain standard of what goes on there. And I think Jesse recognizes that and recognized that this has always kind of been a defensive, kind of built franchise. But regardless, I think he's learned a lot from both the Harbaughs.
Yeah.
You know, being out there with the Chargers now. And I think he'd be a great candidate. And he's done a great job. We'll see how he does, this weekend against Jacksonville. But I think that he's got a he's got a good resume, and he certainly recognizes what the standard is in Baltimore.
Baldy, let's get to Wild Card Weekend, and let's start in Chicago, where the Bears are home dogs against the Packers, and boy, did the Packers struggle down the stretch, including losing that amazing game in Chicago on that Saturday night a few weeks back. Who do you see winning that one?
And just a couple weeks before, you know, it came down to the final throw of Caleb Williams, you know, throwing one to Cole Kmet in the end zone, and Keyshawn Nixon jumped in front of him and intercepted it. Otherwise, that game might have gone tied and into overtime as well. I feel like whatever quarterback can generate the most big passing plays in the passing game is going to win. So I think both teams will do what they do in the run game. They both emphasize it. They stay with it. They're married to it. But I think the big plays in this game are going to come out of the passing game. That's what's happened in the last two matchups. And so I think whichever quarterback, whether it's, you know, Love or whether it's Caleb Williams and the fleet of receivers that both teams have, whoever has more success in the passing game, I think is going to come out on top. But I think it's going to be another real close game, down to the wire, probably late fourth quarter type win. Chicago leads the league in takeaways. They have for most of the season. Maybe it comes down to just, you know, one of those, Kevin Byard, who leads the league in interceptions, Nashawn Wright, one of those defensive backs coming up with a late turnover in that game could decide it.
What do you think about the Jags and the Bills? I'm sorry, the Jags and the Bills. That would be ridiculous. What do you think about the Jags and the Chargers both advancing this weekend, Baldy?
I think the Jags have an excellent chance. I really like the way they're constructed. I think a lot of teams that are looking for coaches and general managers should look at what the Jags did with Boselli and James Gladstone and Liam Cohen, and just how they kind of built that franchise from the top down. And took a quarterback that looked like he was on his way out and looked like he was washed up early. And he's just been completely rebuilt. You know, it's kind of funny looking at what Baker Mayfield did this year without Liam and what Trevor Lawrence did with Liam. Maybe that common denominator there says a lot about the coaching prowess of Liam.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Cohen. I like the Jags. I like the Jags to move forward. I know, you know, Josh Allen is waiting there, and he's got some of the roadblocks that he's run into years past out of the way. But this Jags team is a real block, because while the Bills are built around the run game and James Cook leads the league in rushing, Jacksonville finished the season the best in the league against the run. So I think that's, you know, one of the little game within the games that I think we can look at in this game.
Baldy, we currently have 25% of the league looking for a new head coach, 8 head coaching openings, and there's smoke surrounding 3 other teams that are currently in the playoffs. If the Packers lose, there's some talk about Matt LaFleur losing his job, Sean McDermott in Buffalo, and, of course, Mike Tomlin in Pittsburgh. Is it possible we're going to have more job openings when the dust settles on Tuesday morning?
Well, when John was released, Adam Schefter came out and said there were 7 teams immediately interested. And if you just take the Ravens out, that means one of the teams that still had a head coach, maybe that was Miami, but one of the teams that still had a head coach was interested in John. And so who knows? We have seen this before where a coach, you know, becomes available, and all of a sudden the other team that has the head coach thinks maybe it's time for a change. Maybe we can upgrade, that kind of thing. So I don't know that we're done, because I didn't see this happening to John. I didn't see it happening today in Miami. And could it happen again? Yeah, I think it for sure it could happen in one of those 3 places.
Let's go back to Sunday's field, Ball. The 49ers taking on the Eagles. The Niners were rolling heading into that game against Seattle, and that was a thud for them offensively.
They got McDonald.
Yeah, they did get McDonald. So now, instead of the 1 seed, they head to Philadelphia. Philadelphia, 5.5-point favorites. Who wins that one?
Philadelphia sat their players last week. There was a lot of people within the building there at NovaCare in Philadelphia that weren't real happy with the guy sitting, with a chance to win the number two seed and not knowing that Chicago was going to lose and they could be hosting Green Bay today and hosting another playoff game next week. But the players I know that rested, they feel a lot better than they did last week at this time. And so I think the rest is going to do them good. The 49ers ran into what Mike McDonald does. Like, he sits there in those matchup zones and they force you to throw it and there's no place to go with the ball. And Brock Purdy actually played really well. There's just no place to go. And they've got all the talent in the world in that side of the ball in Seattle to shut anybody down right now. San Francisco has got a tough matchup in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon.
All right, we were just talking about other dominoes to fall. What about this one, Baldy? So the Commanders have already fired coordinators and position coaches, and they're keeping Dan Quinn, and Dan Quinn's a great guy, but we just saw his mentor, Pete Carroll, out after 1 year. Boy, if you don't have six or seven studs on your defense, good luck playing all that cover three, right? So, like, they're already gutting it. Why don't they fire Quinn? You bring Harbaugh in. You bring Denard Wilson, local kid, D.C. area, PG County, University of Maryland, to run the defense. You got Todd Monken coming to work with Jalen Daniels. What could be better than that? And you bring our buddy Bobby DePaul. Joe Jackson Gibbs makes a call.
Yeah.
Bobby DePaul and the PR staff. You know, Harb's wanted him here back in the day. DeCosta wouldn't let him in the building. What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Baldy, that combo?
Well, Jason, you know, you've given it more thought than myself, but I'm just listening to you talk. And I'm not opposed. I mean, I don't know what Adam Peters is thinking right now. There's a lot of murmurs. You might know a lot better, Jason, than me, that there was already...
I'm just spitballing, Baldy.
I understand, but I understand that there's also a lot of, you know, I mean, stuff that was going on last year. They just happened to win, and it got covered up between, you know, Josh Harris and Adam Peters and, you know, and Dan Quinn. And, you know, it kind of never came to the surface because they went to the NFC Championship game, and they had the Offensive Rookie of the Year, and all of a sudden, things fall apart. So, I mean, there's a lot to replace right now. I mean, you might want to just start at the very top.
Mm. You'd have Harbs down the road in D.C.? How great.
He could keep his house.
The Ravens-Commanders thing, that's a rivalry.
Yeah.
You put that one on the schedule next year.
Baldy, always great. Thanks so much.
Thanks, brother. Thought you'd get a kick out of that.
All right, guys. Yep. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thanks, buddy.
I know you will.
Yeah.
All right.
That was Odyssey NFL Insider Brian Baldinger, host of the Best Football Show podcast. Insider Calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. Man, I would love to see Bobby D back in a building.
Well, that's his building. I mean, he started there.
Yep. It's got a ring.
And it is still, it's the same still crappy practice facility. I mean, they've gussied it up a little bit, but not that much.
Coming up next, League at Large.
I guess technically they were the dullest. They were the dullest one there, but I mean, they're right down the road. And it's old and it is crappy.
Ashburn?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the other side of Dallas, but I mean, they're right there.
We've got playoff games this weekend, and let's hear from a couple defensive coordinators. How about possible future Ravens head coach Jesse Minter and possible future Ravens head coach Steve Spagnuolo? They spoke. We hear from them next here on The Fan.